Today we come to our studies on the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6.
请再一次翻去以弗所书第四章第四至到第六节。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
身体只有一个，灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一洗，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Today's lesson concentrates on verse 6.
今日我们特别会讲到第六节。
One God and Father of all.
一神，就是众人的父。
Actually, in the Greek original, the word is not all people, but all.
其实在希腊的原文呢，就不是众人，而是万有，所有东西。
And this is a significant difference. So let us translate this verse correctly from the Greek.
这个分别是很重要的分别，所以我们要很正确地从希腊文里面翻译成中文。
One God and Father of all, who is above all,and through all and in all.
应该就是这样译，一神就是万有的父，超乎万有之上，冠乎万有之中，也住在万有之内。
Last week, my aunt died in Hong Kong. She was 92 years old.
上一个星期，我香港的一个舅母过身了，她是92岁。
Her funeral is today.
今天就是她出殡日。
Actually, Hong Kong being 8 hours ahead of UK,My aunt should have been already cremated now.
其实香港是比英国快8小时，我舅母现在都已经应该火化了。
That reminds me of the cremation of my mother in Hong Kong. At the end of the cremation, my brother and I went to collect my mother's ashes.
就令我想起在香港的时候，我妈妈都火化了。火化之后，我哥哥和我就去到收我妈妈的骨灰。
And with the rest of the family, we walked up the hill to my father's tomb because it was my mother's last wishes to have her ashes placed alongside my father's.
咁就同其他嘅家人咧，我哋一齐咧走到去爸爸坟前，因为咧系我妈妈一个愿望啦，就系可以同我爸爸嘅骨灰一齐放。
My family arrived in a cemetery in a taxi.
咁我哋家人咧就坐的士就去到坟场。
My elder brother asked me to carry my mother's ashes.
咁我大哥就叫我做细佬嘅咧，就攞住妈妈嘅骨灰。
Her ashes were contained in a bag.
佢嘅骨灰咧就喺一个袋里边，一个布袋。
About this big.
大概咁大咯。
Weighing no more than 1.5 kilo.
应该唔会超过1.5千克。
And I had the privilege.To carry my mother ashes up the hill.
咁我就好荣幸咧，带住我妈妈嘅骨灰上山。
I could feel the weight of her ashes.
我感觉到咧佢嘅骨灰嘅重量。
This was the person who gave birth to me. This was the person whom I loved all my life.
呢个人就系生我嗰个啦，呢个就系我一生都去敬爱嘅嗰一位啦。
This was the person we said goodbye to just weeks ago.
呢个就系我几个礼拜前同你讲再见嘅嗰个。
Now I am carrying her ashes in a bag.
现在我系揸住佢一个布袋嘅骨灰。
In a few hours' time, my aunt's body will be no more than a bagful of ashes.
几个小时后，我个舅母嘅骸骨啊，剩低嘅只不过系一个布袋嘅骨灰。
That's all that will remain of my aunt.
我舅母留低嘅就只不过系咁多嘢。
Is it true that when a person dies, she dies into nothingness?
人死如灯灭，人死咗就咩都冇啦，系唔系咁呢
？Is it true that when a person dies, I repeat, she dies into nothingness? Is this the end of everything?
当一个人死嘅时候，系咪真系乜嘢都冇呢？死亡是不是一切的终结呢
Christianity says no.
基督教就話唔係嘅。
One main point of Christianity is this: God wants to make humans fit for heaven.
基督教嘅其中一個主點係咁，就係神想使到人能夠適合喺天國生活。
By raising them from death.
就係靠住叫佢哋從死裏復活。
The very message of Christianity is this: God had already raised Jesus from death.And that was but the beginning of God's plan to raise many others who follow Jesus' footsteps.
基督教的主要的信息就是神已经叫耶稣从死里复活了。这个举动只不过是神的计划的开始，他还要叫到很多其他跟从耶稣脚步的人叫他们从死里复活。
Pastor Eric Chang, my dear teacher, on the day of his funeral,There was no crying, no wailing. There was peace and even joy. Yes, I said joy.
我亲爱嘅老师张启和牧师咧过身，喺佢出殡嗰日冇哭泣嘅声音，有平安同埋甚至有喜乐。系啊，有喜乐。
The dinner gathering in the evening had an atmosphere of a celebration.
当晚聚餐咧系有庆祝嘅气氛添。
It was a pity that dinner was not videotaped.
我覺得好可惜啦，因為嗰晚嘅聚餐咧冇被攝錄落嚟。
Over 100 of his disciples gathered for a dinner. There was so much joy.
超過咗老師嘅100個學生咧聚集一齊有聚餐，係有喜樂。
I for one was confident that death was not the end of my teacher.
我就好確信咧，死亡並唔係我老師嘅一個終結。
Do you believe God will raise humans from death?
你相唔相信神会叫死人从死里复活？
If you do, do you know why you believe in the resurrection? Do you know why Christians believe in the resurrection?
假如你相信嘅话，你知唔知点解你会相信？你知唔知点解基督徒相信有复活嘅事？
Today we want to consider carefully whether resurrection from death is credible.
今天我们很想仔细地去考虑一下，看看复活这回事是否可信的呢？
Whether or not Christianity is credible.
究竟基督教是否可信的呢？
Because after all, Christianity is about God raising humans from death.
因为毕竟基督教就是关于神叫死人复活。
Think about it.
你试想想。
And be honest with ourselves.
一对自己老实讲哦。
Don't be childish.
唔好幼稚啊
！Don't be superstitious。
又唔好迷信喎。
Ask yourself, is it possible to raise humans who have already died？
要问下自己，去叫一个死人复活有冇可能啊
？Is this credible？
系咪可信嘅呢
？Is Christianity credible？
咁基督教系咪可信嘅呢
？In verse 6 of our text today, we read these important words: One God and Father of all, who is above all.And through all and in all.
在今天我们看的经文的第六节，看到这几个字，一神就是万有的父，他超乎万有之上，冠乎万有之中，也住在万有之内。
Of the seven ones in verses 4-6, only God receives such a long description.
从第四节看到第六节，有七个一，在这七个一里面，只有神有这么详尽的一个描写。
We want to consider these phrases one by one carefully.
我哋想咧逐一睇下呢几个词语。
One God,
一神。
We read here two words, not one. We don't read God, but one God.
我哋睇到呢度咧系两个字，唔系一个字。我哋唔系净系睇到神呢个字，我哋睇到两个字，一神。
What does it mean?
系咩意思呢
？One God means there are not many gods.
一神嘅意思咧就系话唔系有好多神嘅。
Or it means this one God is not one among many other gods.
佢嘅意思咧，亦都唔系话喺好多神之中咧，呢一个神都系其中一个。
But he is the one God.
而佢嘅意思系只系得一个神。
Second term, Father of all. What does this mean?
嗱，第二个词组，万有的父。万有的父系咩意思啊
？Just as children come from a father and a mother.Father of all means that all things come from the one God.
就正如咧，儿女咧系嚟自父母嘅。万有嘅父咧，意思就系话一切都系嚟自呢一位神。
Absolutely all things have come from this one God. There is no exception.
就是一切都是来自一神，没有例外的。
He is the creator. He is the source of all things.
他就是创造主，他是万有一切的源头。
For this reason and this reason alone, he is the only true God.
因为这样的原因，所以他是独一的真神。
Besides this one God, there is no God.
除了这一神之外，没有其他神灵的了。
For this reason,The basic belief of Islam is correct. Besides this one God, there is no God.
就於呢一點咧，其實伊斯蘭教係啱嘅喎。除咗依個一神之外，冇其他嘅神啊。
If people believe there are other gods, small g, the other so-called gods cannot be compared to this one God.
假如有人相信係有其他嘅神靈咧，依啲所謂嘅神靈係絕對唔能夠同依個一神嚟到相比。
The next term tells us the reason why。
下一個詞組就解釋俾我哋聽點解。
Who is above all？
因為呢個一神咧係超越萬有之上。
This one God is above all, including death. Death is not out of God's control。
呢個一神係超越萬有之上。包括了死亡，死亡不是超出了神管辖的范围之内。
Nothing is out of God's control.
没有一样东西是超出神的管辖范围。
This one God is also above all description. This one God is beyond words.
这一位一神亦都是不可言喻的，不可以用言语来到描写得尽的。
Because words belong to human languages.
因为言语是属于人类的一样东西。
And human languages is a phenomenon among this time and space.
人類的語言呢，是屬於這個有限的時空的。
How can we use human words to describe the one who is above time and space?
我們怎樣能夠用有限的人類的語言來到形容一個無限的超越時空的神呢？
Even when the Bible describes this one God as Father, it is just a human description.
就算聖經啊，去描寫呢個神叫佢做父咧，只不過係用緊人類明白嘅。
The word Father still cannot adequately describe God.
父呢個字啊，都唔能夠足以形容到神自己嘅。
The Bible uses the word Father to tell us that this one God cares about you very much.
聖經用到父呢個字，佢係想話俾我哋聽，神啊，佢好關心人類，就好似我哋嘅父一樣。
But then, God creates people. God never produces children as a man and a woman do.
神係創造人類嘅，神咧從來都唔係好似人類咁生仔嘅喎。
God is not man. God doesn't need a wife to create children.
神不是人类，神是不需要一个女性才可以创造到人类的。
Why do then Christians believe that God raises humans from death?
为什么基督徒会相信神叫死人复活呢？
The main reason is that God is our Father.
其中一个主要的原因就是神是我们的父。
The second reason is that this one God is above death.
第二个原因就是这位神他是超越死亡。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们，
Our Father has given us the gift of life.
我们的父呢是将生命送了给人。
And as a good father, he will not allow death to take away life from man forever.
他是一个好的父亲，他不会容让死亡永远远远夺走人的生命。
But so far, death does take away life from every human.
但到目前为止，死亡的确是夺走了人的性命。
What will God do?
那神将会怎么做呢？
When a person is dying, when a person is helpless and hopeless, our Father of all will act.
当一个人临死的时候，当一个人没有希望和不能自救的时候，我们的父，万有的父呢，就会采取行动了。
Out of death, he will create life again.
他会从死亡之中再一次创造生命。
He will keep faith with all his creatures, especially at the moment of death. God is the faithful one. He is the reliable one.
他会对他的被造物保存他的承诺。尤其是在临死那一刻，神就是信实那一位，他是可靠的。
On the contrary,
而相反，
If this one God will not raise humans from death,
假如呢个一神咧系唔识得叫死人复活嘅话
，Is he really the one God？
咁佢仲系唔系真系嗰一位神咧
？If he cannot conquer death, is this one God really above all？
假如佢唔能够征服死亡嘅话，咁呢个一神系咪真系超越万有呢？
So here then is the reason why Christians believe in the resurrection, because Christians believe in the one God.
所以呢，基督徒就相信有复活呢回事啦，因为基督徒系相信呢一位一神。
Today, let us clarify three resurrection-related notions.
今日我嚟想嚟澄清一下三个同复活有关嘅观念。
If we don't understand these notions, we'll misunderstand everything about God. We'll also misunderstand what Christianity is really about.
假如我哋唔明白呢啲观念嘅话咧，我哋会误解咗神嘅，我哋都会误解咗基督教。
Now, clarification is to assist you to decide for yourselves whether or not resurrection from death is credible, whether or not Christianity is credible to you.
澄清咧，系为咗帮助你大家自己去做一个决定，到底复活呢回事系咪可信嘅呢？基督教对你嚟讲系唔系可信呢
？First notion: Did Jesus raise himself from death？
嗱，第一个观念就系、是、耶稣系咪叫自己从死里复活咧
？Did he？
系咪佢自己叫自己复活咧
？Did Jesus raise himself from death？
耶稣有冇叫自己复活咧？
Well, the first point I want to make is this. Resurrection is not a work of humans. It is a work of God. It is a miracle.
第一点我想讲的就是复活这件事不是人做的事来的是神做的事是一个神迹。
Just as I was preparing for today's lesson, I saw an article in a Chinese newspaper of the past week.
我预备今天的课题的时候呢在过去一个礼拜我就读到一篇登在中文报的文章。
And I thought, hey, the title of the article looks interesting.
我说这个题目挺有趣的。
Because I've been talking to the church about resurrection. This article also talks about resurrection.
因为我只是想跟大家教会讲复活的事。这篇文章都是讲到复活的事。
If it's too far away from you, I ask Olive to read the title in Chinese for you.
嗱，咁啊好远啦！我读大俾大家听嗰个标题：牛津大学三顶尖学者死后动尸，期待复活。
Three top professors of Oxford University signed a contract to be resurrected after they die。
有三位牛津大学嘅顶尖学者就签咗一个合同，佢哋死后咧就帮佢哋动尸，希望一天可以复活。
So if you think I'm talking nonsense, read the papers.
如果你以为我讲紧啲无聊嘅嘢咧，你自己睇下呢篇文章吓。
If you want, I'll leave it for you to read later on.
一阵间你大家可以睇下。
The technique to preserve a human corpse from decay is by refrigeration.
嗱，能够保存死尸去变腐朽呢个技术咧，就系将佢冷冻。
The technique of preservation of a human corpse is called cryonics.
嗱，呢一种技术咧叫做人体冷冻法。
Cryonics involves preservation of a human corpse in -192°C liquid nitrogen to preserve the human corpse from decay.
咁人体冷冻法咧就系用嚟保存死尸。用零下196度嘅液体，氮嘅液体，咁就去保存呢一个死尸咧，唔会腐朽。
So the body is put into a glass container with liquid nitrogen. Outside this container is protected by steel container.
咁呢个死尸咧就摆喺一玻璃缸里边，入边咧充满咗氮呢个液体。咁外面咧就系用一个钢嘅箱咧嚟到保护呢个玻璃缸。
Why would people do that? You know, the fees are not cheap.
點解有啲人要咁做？你知嘛，費用不菲嘅，唔低嘅。
If a person wants to have his or her whole body preserved, the person has to pay 20,000 British pounds.
如果一個人呢想去整具屍體都去保存的話，就要俾£20,000。
That's the cheapest. A better treatment would cost the person £100,000.
呢個係最便宜的啦。如果照顧得好啲咧，就要£100,000。
But if you don't have so much money, just to preserve your head and your brain in a smaller container, you have to pay by installments £25 every month till the day you die.
但如果你冇咁多錢，淨係保存你個頭啦，或者個腦部啦，就係一個小鈔裏邊啦，就要分期付款，每個月付£25，直至到你死嗰日。
Now that's affordable.
咁或者呢個可以支付到啊。
How much are you paying for your broadband?
咁你而家寬頻俾緊上網費幾多
？£21？
係咪£21啊
？£25？
50 pounds.
So if you can afford the broadband, you can afford to have your head preserved after you die.
所以既然你俾得起寬頻啊，上網，咁你起碼咧死咗之後咧都可以，你俾得到呢個錢嚟到保存你個頭啦。
Why would humans want to do that?
點解啲人想咁做呢？
So far, in the whole world, only 100 dead bodies are being preserved in two places in the USA.
到目前為止，全球嚟講啊，只有大概100具死屍咧係咁樣受保存，就喺分別喺兩個唔同嘅地方。
Both places are in the USA.
呢兩個地方都喺美國嘅。
Other people who are still alive have signed contract to be preserved at death.
有啲人咧仲未死嘅。就已經簽了合同，就希望死後都可以這樣受保存。
They include three professors from Oxford University. They all are professors at the Oxford School of Futurology.
那就包括剛才說的三個在牛津大學的頂尖教授了。他們三位都是牛津的，是人類未來研究所那裡的教授來的。
People who signed up are not superstitious people.
那這些人呢，不是迷信的人來的。
They are highly educated.
佢哋受過高等教育。
Very intelligent.
係好聰明嘅。
Very rational people.
係好理性嘅人。
Why do they want to do that?
咁點解佢哋仲想咁做呢
？Because they understand something that you might not understand.
因為佢哋明白一啲或者你唔明嘅嘢。
They understand that the reason why they will die one day is because medicine and technology cannot heal some of the diseases which might kill them.
他們明白到為何他們今天會死呢，是因為現今的科技和藥物呢，是未去到一個水平是可以醫好病，所以因此他們就死亡了。
But they believe, given enough time, technology and medicine will progress to a point, so that if their corpses are preserved and resurrected later on, the future generation can heal them.
但係佢哋相信咧，如果俾足夠嘅時間俾呢個科技繼續進步嘅話，可能會發展到一個地步。假如佢哋現在嘅屍體啊受保存之後又可以得到復生嘅話咧，咁到時嘅醫學啊科技啊，可能能夠幫到佢哋再活下去啊。
Are you getting the idea now?
你明唔明啊
？Preserve the corpse in liquid nitrogen.
就係咧用氮液體嚟到保存屍體。
Maybe 100, 200 years later, the humans in those days will resurrect their body from the liquid, defrost their brain, give it a few shocks.
或者100, 200年後，到時嘅人類就可能會幫佢哋咧從死裏復活啦。咁就個腦部溶解，然之後咧或者用電就電幾下咁樣。
Come on, come on, come on, come, come back to life.
快啲活過嚟啦！
And then slowly, there's a blink of their eyes.
慢慢咧，個眼就會眨啦。
Slowly, slowly, they are awake.
跟住就醒過嚟啦。
They find themselves in another future generation.
咁就發覺自己咧，哦，我已經喺未來嘅。
I'll have a second life.
我而家再活啦。
I can use my DNA.
我而家仲可以用我嘅 DNA.
I can use all my clever genes.
仲有我好聰明嘅遺傳因子啊。
I will be able to live again.
我就可以再活。
Resurrection from death, yeah?
就係從死裏復活啦。
Well, so far, none of the 100 frozen bodies has been resurrected.
但係到目前為止咧，呢100具被冷凍保存嘅屍體咧，仲未有一具復活嘅。
There has been not one instance of success.
還未咧有一次嘅成功。
For those of you who are interested in this,
假如你係對呢一方面有興趣
，the two places where they keep corpses are one Cryonics Institute, Michigan, USA.
嗰兩個保存冷凍嘅屍體嘅地方咧，就喺美國墨西根州人體冷凍研究所裏面。
Second institution is in Arizona, USA. It's called Life Extension Foundation.
第二個地點就係叫做生命延續基金會，就喺美國嘅亞利桑那州。
This is clearly a work of technology. This is a work of man.
但这个很明显就是科技的进步，就是人做的事。
It has not succeeded so far.
但是目前还未成功的。
Well, many, many years ago in China,
很多很多年前在中国，
the first Chinese emperor, 秦始皇, searched for a wonder pill that could make him live forever, but failed.
第一个中国的皇帝秦始皇，他周围在找仙丹，就希望长生不老，但是周围都找不到。
Man's attempt to conquer death has failed.
人呢想征服死亡，但是失败。
But the basic fact is this: God is not man. Now, can God conquer death?
但是最基本的事实是神不同人，那神又能不能够征服死亡呢？
Let us consider together Jesus' own resurrection from the death.
我们一起来想想耶稣从死里复活这件事。
According to the New Testament of the Bible, there is not one sentence that says Jesus raised himself from death.
根据新约圣经，从来没有一句说话是这样讲，就是耶稣叫自己复活。
It was God who did it for Jesus. It is a work of God for man.
是神叫耶稣复活的，是神为人做的事情。
Not something that man can do himself.
不是人类自己可以做的事。
For an example of this, let us turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20.
举一个例子，我们看以弗所书第一章二十至二十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 20. God put this power to work in Jesus when he raised him from the dead and seated Jesus at his right hand in the heavenly places.
二十至二十一节，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
This then is the first very basic point that you must understand today.
呢度咧系讲咗好基本嘅一点，大家今日必须要明白嘅。
Resurrection is not a work of man.It is a work of God, a miracle.
復活呢，不是人做的事，是神做的事，所以叫做神蹟。
Second point that requires clarification. Resurrection is not a return to this life on earth, only to die again.
第二点需要澄清的呢，就是復活呢，并不是将一个人起死回生，给他活多一次，然后呢，迟早他都会再死的。
Let's consider Jesus again.
我们再看看耶稣。
God did not just revive Jesus' corpse only to die again.
那神呢叫耶稣从死里复活之后呢，并不是等他活多几年，跟着耶稣又会再死过。
Jesus has entered into immortality. Now Jesus lives.
耶稣呢是进入了一个不死的状态，现在耶稣仍然活着。
And he won't die again.
他不会再死。
In this sense, Jesus is different from all the other Bible records of resurrection.
从这个角度来说，耶稣复活的事和其他圣经所记载的复活的事是不一样。
The Bible contains a number of records of humans being raised from death. But these records are different from Jesus.
圣经记载了好几个人都是从死里复活过。但这些人物呢，和耶稣的复活是不一样。
For those of us who study the Bible, you must remember the name Lazarus.
你有读圣经的话，你一定记得一个人名叫做拉撒路。
And then there is a widow's only son at the village called Nain. This young man was also raised from death.
亦有另一个人呢，住在拿恩村，是一个寡妇的独仔，都是从死里复活。
And there is an official by the name of Jairus.His daughter died, but was later raised from death.
又有另外一个官，他叫做艾老，他的女就死了，但是后来也是复活的。
These people lived for some more time, but at the end, one by one, they died.
呢一啲人啊，亦都活多咗一段时间，但系到最后咧，一个一个咁都系在死嘅。
Not Jesus。
但系耶稣就唔系咁。
So this is the second point。
嗱，呢个就系第二点啦。
When the Bible says resurrection, it is not a return to this present life on earth, only to die again。
当圣经讲到复活嘅时候咧，佢嘅意思唔系话一个死人起死回生之后，俾佢活多一次，然之后咧佢都会再死过嘅。
Finally, the third point。When the Bible speaks about resurrection, it is not a continuation of life in this universe.
最后第三点，当圣经提到复活，佢嘅意思咧，亦都唔系话喺呢个宇宙里边咧继续生活。
Resurrection is to be made fit for heaven.
复活嘅意思咧，系神要令到一个人合适天堂生活。
But where is heaven?
但系天堂究竟喺边咧
？Yes.
喺边啊？
Where is heaven?
在哪裡？天堂在哪裡？
Now heaven is one of the things that we must clarify what it means.
天堂呢，其中一樣東西我們是需要去澄清它是什麼意思。
Where to find heaven?
在哪裡找到天堂？
Is it far away?
遠不遠的？
Is it close by?
哇，很近的。
How far away is it?
多遠的呢？
If it is very far away, which direction should we look?
那如果是很遠的話，我哋应该望去边个方向先望到咧
？Now we are living in the UK. We are in the northern hemisphere of the Earth.
嗱，我哋今日咧系喺英国，地球嘅北半球。
To find heaven, which direction should we look?
去揾天堂嘅话，我哋应该望向边个方向咧
？Should we look north towards the North Pole, or is it easier to find heaven if we travel to Australia?
应该往北望啊，去北极个方向望啊。还是我们应该去坐飞机去到澳洲那里望会容易一点
呢 Or travel to Brazil, because both Brazil and Australia are situated in the southern hemisphere.
还是应该去巴西望呢因为巴西和澳洲呢都是在地球的北半球。
Imagine our planet Earth, our ball in a vast universe. Where is heaven?
想象一下我们的地球整个宇宙里面的一个球那你周围望哪里是天堂
Should we look up?
向上望啊
！Should we look down？
向下望啊
！Should I look left？
向左望啊
！Should I look right？
还是向右望啊
？Where is heaven？
咁天堂究竟喺边
？In the Bible, heaven is not a place.
嗱喺圣经里边，天堂唔系一个地方嚟嘅。
Did you hear me？
你有冇听清楚
？Heaven is not a place.
天堂唔系一个地方嚟嘅。
It's not a place in deep space.
唔系外太空嘅一个地方嚟嘅。
It's not some place far away in the universe.
唔系一个宇宙里边一个好老远嘅地方。
Listen carefully.
大家小心听。
Heaven is a mode of existence.
天堂系一种嘅存在状态。
Is a mode of existence which is different from ours.
呢种存在嘅状态同我哋现在嘅唔相同。
Heaven is God's mode of existence.
天堂系神嘅存在状态。
Therefore, it is useless to look north or south or left or right.
所以咁去周围东南西北望咧系冇用嘅。
Heaven is not to be found anywhere in this vast universe.
喺呢个宇宙里边，你系揾唔到天堂嘅。
If this is the case, what does it mean to be made fit for heaven?
如果系咁嘅话，咁被神改变适合喺天堂生活系咩意思呢
？Listen very carefully.It means God will have to transform a person into a new man.
请大家小心听，佢嘅意思系咧，神要改变一个人，让佢成为一个新嘅人。
A new man who is fit to live in God's own mode of existence.
呢个新嘅人咧，先至系合适，好似神嘅存在状态一样，咁样嚟到生存。
Oh, you have listened to some very important things.
你而家听紧啲系一啲好重要嘅事。
My time is gone. Let me draw a conclusion then.
我时间已经到啦，让我今日咧先做一啲结论。
I ask in the beginning, is resurrection from the dead credible?
我一开始咧我就问咯，复活呢回事系咪可信嘅咧
？Only because of the one God, we can be confident that it is possible.
因为我哋有一个一神啊。我哋系可以确信复活呢回事系真嘅。
Let me be very frank and honest with you. We should all be very honest with each other.
让我同你坦白讲，我哋应该彼此都去坦白嘅。
If there is no God, resurrection is impossible.
假如冇神嘅话，复活系冇可能嘅。
But because there is one God who is Father of all and is above all, I believe in the resurrection.
但因为有一位一神，佢系万有嘅父，超越万有之上呢？我就相信有復活了。
For this reason, when a person dies, she does not die into nothingness.
为了这个原因，当一个人死的时候，他不是因此就什么都没了。
If the person is a daughter or a son of God, children of God will be raised from death.
假如这个死的人是属于神，是神的儿女，神的儿女就会被神从死里复活。
The Father of all will take his children back home.
这位万有的父就会将他的子女接回家。
God will receive his sons and daughters to himself to be near God forever.
神就会接这些人去回自己那里，永永远远很亲近，很接近神。
To be nearest to God among all creation.
就在所有的被造物之中，人类是最接近神的。
To share God's authority.
并且呢，神的权柄有份去共享。
To share God's glory.
又有份去共享神的荣耀。
To share God's very mode of existence.
亦都神的存在状态有份去分享。
So in conclusion, let me read again to you verse 6.
在总结的时候，我再读一次第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 6.
以弗所书第四章第六节。
One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all.
一神，就是万有的父，超乎万有之上，观乎万有之中，也住在万有之内。
Let us pray in conclusion.
我们结束的时候一起祈祷。